We're coming up to, in the Acts, you see, to a crucial moment. The relationship between Judaism and the new faith and the practices, especially the fundamental practice of circumcision. That's when a male becomes a Jew and gets his name, therefore his identity for life and forever. And some Jews, leaders, had become believers, but they presumed that though Jesus was the fulfillment of the law should continue. So they had to get together and work this out. And that's what we, this is what we heard today, is the introduction to the Council of Jerusalem, as it's called, the first council. When people got together, you can get a sneak preview if you read it yourself, and you'll see that while at the councils that followed, there were some very profound and subtle understandings of person and nature that are crucial. They're crucial for the civilization. You know, when the United Nations was being formed and they put out this charter of the United Nations, every person has the right, every person. The Soviets said, take that word person out of there. That's a theological word. And they were right. It was forged in the fire of working out how to express the mystery of Jesus. But they kept it in. Couldn't think of another one. And so it was the day that it was pronounced in public and all that. One of the head of the committee said, everything's fine, provided nobody asks us what person is. Because person means relationship. We were constituted persons by our relationship to God. Anyway, so tomorrow we'll start that. But the solution back, it was a philosophical, back here was, what is God doing? He's giving the grace of faith and holiness to people who are not Jews and who are not circumcised. Therefore, that's not part of it anymore. What makes a Christian is the Holy Spirit. Okay. Then we have this text. I'm the vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Vine is an image for Israel. It's in two of the Psalms, you know, you cleared away the ground and you planted your own vine, Israel. And now its hedges are all broken down and people are coming in to conquer us and it's all our fault. And, you know, and then the famous text you could all think of there in Isaiah. Let me sing a song of my beloved. My beloved had a vineyard. And he planted in there this vine. He took care of it. But when he came to look for fruit, all the fruit was sour grapes. That's where we got that phrase. Now he's saying, I'm the true vine. I'm Israel. I'm everything that God, the Father, has always wanted. And from me will come the true Israel, the church, my body. So the whole message is one, as he says, abiding, you see. It's unity. Unity with the Lord. And if we're not in unity with the Lord, we're not going to bear fruit. So this is his way of saying, in a way, now that we see it, this is a response to the dilemma they're having back there in Acts, you see. Now, if you're joined to me, you're part of the new and true vine. And you bear fruit. And so, you see, so what does it mean to remain in him? That's the key today, right? All this vine, and you're the branches, but you got to remain in me. Well, how do we do that? And if you don't, it says, you'll be thrown out and wither. But if you remain in me, and now we start to get a bit of a help in what that means, then my words remain in you. Ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. Why? Because you remain in me. You listen to me. Well, there's two dimensions of that. The word here. Every day, pick up that word, ponder it, feed on it, eat it, let it nourish you. That's how we abide in Jesus, who is the Word. And the other is the Eucharist. And they're sustained by prayer. That is, we can feed on the Lord all day, even when we're not at the liturgy and hearing the Word and receiving the body and blood. Even when we're not, you know, we can't read the Bible all day. Most of us, I can. Most of us can't. But whatever chance you get, this rediscovery of the Word, especially at the liturgy, the Pope quotes this famous expression. It's Origins, but Jerome picks it up. He said, when you come to communion, if a crumb drops, you're all upset. When the word is read and preached, if it's not going in your ear, you're not too worried about it. He says, but the body of Christ is the Bible. Jerome says that. We feed here. So we remain in the Lord when we pay attention to him. That means cultivating a way of life where we're prayerful all day long. I remember when Pope Benedict was elected, his first assistant, a friend of mine, Father, now Bishop, Gustanoia, and they asked him, what would you say was the most outstanding characteristic of the new Pope? And he said something very interesting. He said, he's always recollected. He's not out at his fingertips, you see. He's recollected. He's aware of the presence of God. That's what Bishop Denoya thought was his most outstanding characteristic. That's how we remain. So we have to find the time. That's why I keep saying, turn off the radio in the car. Don't read everything that's exciting and interesting, and keep your center in Christ Jesus, who's telling us, then you are in me, and my life, my vine life, can course through you and make you holy.